This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. The sound of children and their parents wailing, some critically wounded, others screaming to the lifeless bodies of their loved ones. A suicide bomb blast inside one of Kabul's educational institutions killed at least 25 people and wounded 25 others. A spokesman for the Kabul police said the attack happened around 4 p.m. local time while students were attending classes. The injured have been taken to local hospitals. Mowood Academy is in a Shiite-dominated part of Kabul, while no group has taken responsibility for this attack. Previous attacks on Shiites in Kabul have been claimed by Islamic State. The Taliban has denied complicity in the attack. The attack on Kabul comes at a time when the government is already facing heavy pressure from the Taliban on multiple fronts. A pre-dawn raid by the Taliban on a military base in Baghlan in northern Afghanistan killed 40 security forces personnel. The Taliban says it has withdrawn its security assurances for the International Committee of the Red Cross working in Afghanistan. The insurgent group accused the neutral humanitarian group of failing to meet its obligation to monitor detention conditions and provide medical aid to Taliban prisoners in Afghan jails. As hundreds of rescuers sorted through mountains of concrete slabs and other rubble Wednesday in search of more survivors, one day after a deadly bridge collapse in Italy, anger mounted over possible design flaws and poor maintenance. Italian authorities raised the death toll Wednesday to at least 39 after two more bodies were recovered from the wreckage of the fallen section of Genoa's Morandi Bridge. Deputy Prime Minister, Interior Minister Matteo Salvini said three children were among the dead and that more people were still missing. This is VOA News. Qatar vowed a $1 billion investment in Turkey to help the country's ailing economy. Turkish officials said Wednesday the investment, which will be directed to Turkey's banks and financial markets, was announced after Qatar's Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani held talks in Ankara with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Turkey recently was hit with a currency crisis amid an increasingly tense standoff with the U.S. over tariffs. Turkey's lira has plummeted nearly 40% this year, due to concerns over Erdogan's growing influence on the economy. The lira has recovered somewhat from recent lows as the government cut the daily limit in the exchange of currencies with foreign countries. A Turkish court has ordered the release of the local chairman of Amnesty International. The rights group said Wednesday Taner Kılıç has been imprisoned for more than a year on terror-related charges. He was accused of supporting U.S.-based Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, whom Ankara blames for a failed coup in July of 2016. The decision to release Kılıç came one day after a Turkish court released two jailed Greek soldiers, raising prospects for warmer relations between Turkey and the European Union. The Democratic Republic of Congo is using an experimental vaccine to counter the latest outbreak of the deadly Ebola virus that has claimed more than 70 lives in northern Kivu and Ituri provinces in the east. Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus is the World Health Organization Director General.
This is a very dangerous enemy, and we have to be vigilant, and we have to follow 24/7. And we need to be very flexible in changing the way we tackle the virus based on the situation.
An earlier outbreak in the country's northwest was declared contained in July. A man British media said his 29-year-old Sudanese native and British citizen Saleh Khatter deliberately drove a car into pedestrians and cyclists Tuesday morning before ramming into security barriers outside Parliament building. Three people were injured. The driver is in custody. Israel has reopened a key crossing point to Gaza to allow commercial goods in as the border region remains quiet. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis promoted closer strategic ties with Brazil on Tuesday during a stop in Rio de Janeiro.
The United States is thinking long-term in Latin America. In Brazil, we recognize the success and the security of future generations depends on how well we together build trust at every level with our Western Hemisphere allies and our partners today.
I'm Joe Palca. VOA News.